Best Friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing A Not So Meet Cute by Megan Quinn, which is the first of three books in the Caine Brothers series.
And boy, was it a silly little treat. It
Yeah.
was certainly something.
It's giving silly goofy, it's giving palate cleanser. I.
A brainless read, if I had
A
to be
brainless
onless,
read.
honest, honest.
And I am going to read for you the back of the book from Goodreads. It says,
It's
How
really
did
good.
it's a little long, I'm not gonna lie. It says, How did you two meet? The quintessential question asked to every couple. And the answer is usually some bubbly, lovey-dovey tale of being struck in the bum by Cupid's arrow. My meet cute, well, not so meet cute, is slightly different. I was trolling a wealthy neighborhood in Beverly Hills, searching for someone to take me as their bride, to make my arch nemesis jealous, who consequently just fired me. He was stomping around the block like some sort of gorgeous ogre, mumbling about a business deal gone wrong and attempting to finagle his way out of it. And that's when we bumped into each other. There were no sparks, not even a hint of blossoming love. But the next thing I knew, I was scarfing down free chips and guac, listening to this man lay out all of his problems, which led to his big ask. He wanted me to be his Vivian Ward, from Pretty Woman, minus the frisky behavior. We're talking about living in a mansion, intimate double dates, and pretending we're head over heels in love and engaged. Can you imagine? The absolute audacity. But people do crazy things when they're desperate, and I reeked of desperation, so I struck up a deal. My one big mistake, though, big, huge, I accidentally fell for the incomparable Huxley Caine.
Why even write the book at that point? I got everything I needed from
And
that
that
intro.
was that, you know?
You don't even need to know what happened in the rest of the book.
Yeah, because that was it.
That was the
That was
first
the
five chapters.
story. Spoiler, she falls in love with him.
Then she does fall in love, and they live
Yeah.
happily ever after.
I do this thing where I tell Cole about the books that I'm reading. Like I just force him to listen. I'm like, "Oh, so I was telling him about this one and I was like, so like he asked her to be like his fake fiance, and she's, like agreeing to it or whatever. And he was like, Are they gonna fall in love? And I was like, Cole,
No.
no, why would you even say that? Of course they
Course they're
won't.
not. Not until at least the 15th chapter.
Yeah. Anyway, it was cute.
It wasn't a meet cute.
It was a not so meet cute. What would you rate this book?
I guess 7.3 out of 10. It wasn't like the worst thing I've
Solid.
ever read. And I did
Oh,
truly laugh out loud a couple times. I
same.
do, however, think these people are villains, and
Yeah.
we did read about two evil people, maybe. They're not a good they're not good people. I think I was just like hoodwinked into something
Well,
bad.
because I feel like the author has done everything in her power to convince us otherwise, to convince us that these are good people. And they
Yeah.
just did a shitty thing, but they're good people. And I'm like, I don't know. But we'll talk
I
more
feel like,
about it.
yeah, because I feel like she had to bring it up so much that I was like, is he a good man?
I know. I was feeling, because also,
Because
like,
she's
he's a
not a good
billionaire.
person.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk more about that. I would rate the book about like 6.5 out of 10 because don't get me wrong, I had fun. The vibes, like we said, like it's a brainless read. You can just kind of chill and have fun. I did laugh a lot. But a lot of it was just like really awkward. Like sometimes it wasn't funny, it was just awkward. And
Yeah.
also, I was questioning their morals the entire time, which you
Yeah.
already said.
Which no one's perfect, don't get me wrong, but there were
Yeah.
just some things that I'm like, no.
Let's start by we'll talk about the character. So let's start with Lottie because first of all, I kind of felt like her attitude towards like Angela and the other like rich people she grew up around. I felt like she was very like high and mighty
Yeah.
and she was like I'm better than them though. But then you read this book and it's like are you?
It's like you kind of have really bad choices. And they do call her out on that, but then she continued to make really bad choices.
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, you may be better at that job than them, but I don't think that makes you like a better person than them.
No, and she was like, everything was for the revenge plot. And don't get me wrong, like, I get it. I would have been pissed too if I got fired for no good reason. And
Yeah.
then they were acting like it was all fine and I was supposed to be their friend. So I would also be pissed, but
Like you
I just
knew
didn't
who
like
she
her
was.
attitude. Yeah, you knew who she was. You honestly, you were not even like surprised, Lottie. You were like,
No.
yeah, I should have seen this coming because
She was like,
she's a
damn, I wish I
bitch.
had saved up a little bit more.
Yeah, and then it's like you know all this and for some reason you agreed to work for her in the first place. Like
Yeah.
I don't understand her.
I just wasn't buying it. And it's like your family said she sucked, your sister of all people said she sucked. Like, I don't know. It's just
Yeah.
how dumb are you?
Yeah, like why did you put yourself in that situation? Also, I wanted to say like I love her nickname is so cute, Lottie, but when I found out her real name, is it pronounced like Lies a lot?
Lisa Lot?
Lisa lot? I don't know. I hate it though. And the names, I have beef with the names in this book, and we'll talk more about that in a moment.
They're all stupid. I think she's trying really hard to be like very different and unique, and that's fine, whatever. But like, you dove deep into like old English names that no one's named their child in over 100 years.
It went too far for sure. It was giving like that straight up meme where it's like McKinsley, like spelled like with
Chicken Lee.
and yeah, you know, like it was just too far. Unless you were trying to do parody, but I don't think that's what it
I don't
was.
think she was, though, is the
Yeah.
thing. I think this was all very
I
genuine.
think it was too, and that's kind of where it lost me a little bit.
Yeah, it's like she was like, this shit is good. And I'm like, yeah, maybe parts of it for sure.
Oh, yes, parts of
But
it.
other parts, like that was a crazy creative choice you made.
Yeah. And again, with like the character she's created in Lottie, it just kind of feels like that quintessential, not like other girls, female main character from, you know, the 2010s. It reminds me a lot of like what happened with the main character in the Spanish Love Deception, where you're like,
Yeah.
oh, she's cute, she's fun, I like her, but she's kind of pissing me off.
And it's like, how did she make it this far in
Yeah.
life?
Like, oh, you're so cute and quirky and helpless and stupid.
You're so stupid.
It kind of pisses me off at a certain point.
And I hate to beat a dead horse. Lottie's a loser. And there's nothing wrong with living with your parents or anything like I lived with my parents into my
Yeah.
20s. And like that's totally fine. But instead of just going and applying for new jobs, she's like, all I can do is go try to find a rich man.
Yeah, because that's the thing is she's so hung up on like for someone who's like, oh, I'm so quirky, I'm different, I'm better than them. For someone who's so convinced that she's not like these other rich people, she sure acts like a petty asshole.
Yeah, she jumped on the rich boat like real quick.
Yeah, as soon as some money was offered up to her, which again, I'm not saying I wouldn't do that, but like I wouldn't
No.
have an attitude like that where I'm like, oh, I'm better than all these rich people and then take their money. That
No,
I have a
because it's
problem with.
like she thinks her shit don't stink.
Yeah.
Like she's just combative constantly, like with everybody,
Yeah.
especially with Huxley, but like what a combative personality. Like he was genuinely trying to do a nice thing at some point and she was like, "What's your fucking game here?
Yeah,
Like
and he
why are
was
you
like,
being so fucking nice?" And he was like, "What is wrong with you?"
I
And like
know. It was pissing me
no,
off.
just stuff like that. I'm like, ew. Like
I know. It did. It gave me the ick.
the world's not out to get you.
I know she does have a little bit of a victim complex.
Yes. But anyway, I digress.
Next up is Huxley. And
Again.
fuck, I have a story for you all because I already mentioned I have a problem with the names in this book. But at the time when I first started the book, it just said at the top of Lottie's chapter in the prologue, it just said Lottie. I didn't know her name was fucking Lise Lot. And didn't know her name was fucking Liza Lot. And Huxley came up in like the first chapter. His name was at the top. And I said, you know what? That's it. I'm immediately done.
I'm okay.
I'm not going to read about a man named Huxley.
I think the funny part of that was she's like, oh, like Huckleberry Finn. I'm like, no, not like that, actually.
Confused me. I was like, did I miss
Because
something?
they call him Huck. And
Yeah.
she's like, oh, Huxley, that must be from Huckleberry Finn. I'm
I
like, no,
yeah.
God, you're such a dumb bitch.
I don't know how we got there. Yeah, they call him Huck. They don't fucking call him Huxley. I was like, where did you get that
And
from?
even he was like, no, not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Thinking of like that is like the most awkward conversation. Like you're like, oh yeah, my name is Tabby. Like, oh, like Bridge to Terabithia?
Like,
Like,
yeah, the same.
oh yeah, my parents were big fans. Like, what? How do
Yeah,
we get there? I don't
that
know.
really threw me for a loop. This man was, I think probably, out of all of them, he's probably the realest. Because at every point, like he was very upfront
Yeah, he was like,
with
I
what he
fucked
was
up.
doing.
I'm an idiot. I'm
He was
dumb.
like, man, that was a little mean of me. Like, I do stand by it if I was right.
Is, like, yeah, he would realize that he was being an idiot or an asshole though, and then he would just keep doing it. So I was kind of annoyed with him too.
I don't remember what the story was, like if they were rich or what before,
I
like
think it was a they made a big point of like saying that like they
they
weren't,
weren't rich,
and they
but
like
they
their
got
dad
like,
did get them started. He helped them
yeah,
somehow. I think it was
and they
like,
got like
honestly,
insurance money or
I think it's,
something.
yeah, just from him dying, if I'm not mistaken.
And
But
I love a good like rags to riches story. However, I do feel like he also was one that like really sold out to the billions. The part that hit me was when like all those people got injured, like at one of their places, and he's like, "Don't worry, I bought them all lunch."
Yeah, I had them food sent to the hospital.
And I was
Okay.
like, "Wow, that's so
Yeah.
brave and so kind of
How about a
you."
round of applause?
And I was like, and then what else
Yeah,
did you
no, it
do?
was
He's like,
that.
no, I made sure they were fed for the week. Like, okay,
They had
for
their
sure.
favorite meal. Yeah, it was honestly, again, like it was just trying too hard. I also think he's kind of like Lottie too, where he's like, he thinks his shit don't stink. And he's like,
Yeah.
I'm doing all these things. Like, clearly I'm in the right. And then at the end, with like the third act breakup, which was really stupid, and we'll talk about that more later.
So
But
stupid.
he immediately comes in guns blazing, like,
Oh
what
my
the fuck did
God.
you say to her? And then whenever, like, he immediately, like, she's immediately like, how dare you talk to me that
Whoa.
way? I'm leaving. And he's like, wait, no. Like, okay, then
Like,
why did you act like
sorry.
that? Like, he's so impulsive, and that's how he ends up in this situation in the first place,
She is
because he
too.
lies about having a pregnant fiance. Yeah, she is too, but like,
They're
I
perfect for
think
each other.
he thinks, yeah, he thinks that it's fine when he does it.
I think he's just way smarter. He thinks he's way smarter than what he actually is and like did not think out the situation. He's like, but I don't care. I'm Huxley Kane. I can get out of any situation. And it's like, okay,
Yeah.
like, not this one.
He's got a bit of an ego at this point in his life.
And I do think he genuinely maybe is a caring person.
He is.
And like, I thought it was nice that he gave them like a chance and whatever to sell their organizational skills. But again, he wouldn't have done that, I don't think, if it weren't for Lottie. And so it's like, how far does that caring really go?
Yeah.
It was very situational.
I feel like the author tried to convince us that that wasn't the case because, like, from his perspective, he was like, oh, I already researched them. They do amazing work, blah, blah, blah. I was already planning to hire them. But I don't know.
It's
I
like,
don't
well,
know.
considering she barely had a website, like prior to that, like
Yeah.
how much did you really research them?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good fucking point.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
Like, how much could you really find out on your own? I think, yeah, he just, again, it was situational. He just was already into Lottie at that point and was like, yeah, I want to make her happy, which is
Make
fine.
her sisters fine, so we'll do
Yeah.
that. I don't know. He was fine. He was just okay. Not my favorite male main character by
Yeah.
any stretch of
And
the
not my favorite
imagination.
female main character, so they can go together.
Yeah, they were just okay. I liked Kelsey.
I
I
did
thought she was
too.
a very normal, well-rounded young woman.
Yes, but she is boring,
She's very
and
boring.
I know that the second book is going to be about her, and so I'm kind of like wondering if I'm going to be bored the whole time I read her book. I don't know, but she is
She's
nice.
gonna. I think she's a way better person than Lottie is,
And a better sister.
and a better sister, and a better businesswoman as well.
Yeah.
Very much like the more stable of the two.
She is more level-headed.
And
She doesn't act like a child.
that's probably because of how Lottie is. She's like, I know what I don't want to be, and it's that hot mess over
Yeah.
there.
She's like, my sister is kind of a loser.
So I'm gonna go my own way. And like the second she was like, we can go into business together, I was like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
You don't want to do that. It doesn't matter how good of a businesswoman she was for Angela, like it's not the right choice. And I think Lottie really
Yeah.
proved that too with the way she fucking acted
Oh, and the
at
way
their
she
first
fumbled,
pitch.
yes,
Oh my
completely
God.
blew that opportunity. And her sister was like, I can't even talk to you right now because I'm actually so mad. And
And
I
Lottie
was
like did
like,
not give
fuck.
her this space to like be
No.
upset either. Like the next
She
day she's
immediately
like,
just showed
please
up at her
forgive me.
apartment, yeah, with like, oh, with like what, a coffee,
I
and
got
was
you a
like,
coffee.
please, please, please. I would be like, get off of my front doorstep. I don't want to see you. And I told you I don't want to see you.
It's
So
like
what
you
are you
just
doing?
blew like a $1 million deal.
Yeah, like, how about I reach out to you when I'm ready to talk?
Yeah, how about you go see a fucking therapist?
Yeah,
Like, my God.
take this time to reflect. Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
I did like the brothers, JP and Breaker,
Again with the fucking
which
stupid ass names.
those I think are
I
nicknames.
think JP is fine. I have no issue with JP. Breaker, what is that? It better be a nickname.
All I can think of is Beaker from the Muppets
Yeah.
every time, and like that's how I picture him in my head. It's just
Yeah.
like two real boys and a Muppet sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that's Breaker. But I do think the brothers' dynamic is super fun. I like how like playful they are with each other. I like that JP and Breaker like gang up on Huxley because he's an idiot this whole
They just
book.
bully him constantly, which
Yeah.
they're right
Who deserves
to,
it?
because he did such a fucking stupid thing that put them all at risk.
They were like, you did
Like,
what?
they were way cooler about it than I would have
I
been.
know. They were like, let's see how this pans out. No, I
I'm
would be
like,
like,
no, we're calling a
you.
board meeting and we're voting you out of the company.
Yeah, you can sell your shares to avoid losing your home.
Fuck, dude. Who does
Yeah,
that?
he's so impulsive and childish, just like Lottie. They're perfect for each
And I
other.
think maybe they just because they have so much loyalty as a big brother, because that is an unbreakable bond for sure. They were
Yeah.
just like, Huxley's never steered us wrong, so we Kane's always come out on top.
It's like, yeah, no, he's never done this before. This is new,
This is
but
different.
I think he's got it, you know, like based on past sticky situations,
I don't know,
I think he's
like,
gonna see his way out. And somehow he fucking did, which also pissed me off. We'll get to
because you
that
know
too.
it's a happy ending, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a lot more faith than I did, certainly.
Yep, they're very loyal, and I love that for them.
You know who I think my favorite characters of everyone in this book are definitely Dave and Ellie.
They are hilarious.
They were the glue that bound this book together. They carried
They were
the
actually the
entire
power
team.
couple of the book.
They were here for fun and hood rat shit the entire time.
Whenever the big reveal happens that like, oh, they at one point they found out and they were just messing with them, I'm like, they are so fucking
I'm
devious
like,
and
I
hilarious.
love you for that.
And then you think about the breast pump store and you're like, oh my
Yes.
God.
Like the whole time she was like, I want to see how far we can go with this.
She's like, I'm gonna squirt her with a fake breast with fake milk coming out of it, and we're gonna just see what happens.
Ellie is the true mastermind of this whole story. Like, she was playing this to like a fiddle.
Oh my God. And at the same
Oh
time, she was
man.
like, but wouldn't they make such a cute couple though? Wouldn't it be funny if we matchmake them in the
And
end?
they did. And like, they are just two good people. And Dave's just wanting to make
Yeah.
sure he's selling his fucking properties to a good man. Ellie's just here for a good time,
Ellie's just
ready to
bored.
bring her first child into the world. Like,
Their child's gonna be a little prankster, I tell you
yeah,
what.
like, how about we have some fun along the way?
But they're also fucking freaks for that because they do
Yes.
you think they legitimately frequented that Lamaze class before they brought Huxley
Don't know.
and Lottie in?
I want to say, like, those were all just their closest friends, and that instructor was actually like her aunt or something. And they were just like, yeah, this Lamaze class is like really good. You should come. And they're like, hey, be so
They
fucking cool for
literally
a
paid
second.
them. They paid them all to do
Yes.
it on like a Saturday.
Yeah,
And
like it's probably a very normal Lamaze class, and
I
like,
would buy that theory though, because Heaven, the person
yes.
for that class, was at the baby care class as well. And so I could
Yes.
see it. They're just like, listen, we will pay you all to act like we do this every week. Like, act like it's
Yes.
so normal.
Heaven is actually Ellie's best friend, I think. And she was like, you know, it'd be
Yeah.
really fucking funny.
God,
Oh
Dave and
my God.
Ellie, they
Because
carry.
like Dave was just too comfy, just waving his boner flag around the little
Oh,
Moz
yeah.
class. Like, there's no way he didn't know these people.
No, you're so right.
That's what I choose to believe, at least.
I love that's headcanon.
Yeah, Heaven's their best friend. That was the highlight of the book.
The Lamaze class was my favorite
Lamaze
part.
class, Dave and Ellie being like, we knew all along, you stinkers. Like,
You rascals,
you
you.
goofy goobers, you. Oh,
Oh my
man.
God, stellar.
The mom and stepdad were also really great, just comedic reliefs throughout this
Yeah.
book. They were so real. They were
I know, and
so real.
they're such good parents too. Like, they just want the best for their girls. They
Yeah,
want
they know.
Lottie out of their house so
They
they can
want
be
their
naked.
deadbeat older daughter to GTFO, but. And,
But they want the best for them as well.
like, I just thought it was so sweet that all he wanted was for his hard work and their yard to be recognized.
Yes,
And that
he
is one of the
deserves
good
an
things
award.
Huxley did.
Yes. And I also want to say, like, because they were such likable characters, that makes me dislike Lottie more for lying to them. Like, they are such
Yeah.
good and supportive parents, and you
They
couldn't
would
just
have
be honest with
understood.
them. Like, that pisses me off.
I
She's
just
an
want to
idiot.
know their thoughts on it when she did. I wonder if she ever came clean to them.
Why would she? Because
You
at this
know?
point, I'd be like, oh, I got away with it.
Because it's like they did get real engaged at the end.
Yeah,
So
she's
it's
like, oh,
like,
all right.
I did think it was funny that they wanted to move out, but also like 3 months is not a long time for them to be together. Like that's basically a stranger. So I was a little concerned there, but I do think if her mom knew that she had met him the day before, she'd have been like, fuck no, I don't care how long you need to stay here, but you're not doing that.
Yeah, her mom would have been like, is he a serial killer? Because
Like,
why?
she's like, I knew you were dumb, but I didn't know you were that
That's
dumb.
the thing, is she can never tell her parents now. She can never tell them the truth because they'll be like, you did fucking what?
You did. I'm sorry.
You put your life at literal risk by
Oh my
moving into this
God.
house with a strange man who has enough money to make you just disappear without a trace.
I did crack up though when Huxley came over for the first time and Lottie was being such a cunt to him.
Yeah,
And
and her mom
mom
was
was
like,
like, I'm
stop.
so sorry. Like, I beg your humblest pardon. I did not raise you like that.
She was genuinely appalled at Lottie's behavior. It's so funny.
That was good. And then last but not least, we have Miss Angelou herself. The first time I read it, I was like, oh, like Goop. And then later on, she was like, yeah, she's trying to one up Goop. And I'm like, oh.
Oh my God, I honestly forgot about that. That's hilarious. She is a
I
little
audibly
hoe.
groaned.
She makes me groan in every scene because she's just genuinely so awful.
Just the audacity on that one. And like at first I was like, maybe she's truly just so vapid that she doesn't understand what she's doing. But she does. She certainly knows, and she's just a psycho
Yeah, she's just a bitch. Because that's the
who
thing is,
cannot
I could give her a
fathom.
pass if she genuinely was like, just that out of touch, but she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, no, she's evil for sure.
I thought the epilogue was so funny at like the class reunion because she had like a literal like Ken doll for a date. Like his face didn't even move.
When he just wandered away to follow that girl to the bathroom. She's like, oh, he'll be back.
We made eye contact, so I'll catch you later, honey.
I'm gonna head out. Angela got what was coming to her. Mm-hmm. Now we do have some thoughts and concerns throughout this book. There were some things that made you go, what?
Starting with, in general, a lot of the dialogue was a tough read. It was hard to get through. Yeah. Not all of it, like we said, a lot of it was funny. A lot of it was like, oh yeah, that actually made me laugh. But some of it I was like, huh?
And like any time they were at dinner, I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. It got weird at dinner. Ugh. Especially like anytime there was like a text exchange going on in the book, like whether it be with her sister.
Oh my God.
With Huxley, I was like, do we just lose all of our filters when we text?
I'm like, you and your sister are a bit too close. Like I didn't think there was such a thing. But yeah.
I don't know. I just think there were too many details.
We talk
maybe.
About some foul things sometimes, but not that.
But I will also say we also are like best friends. And I think like, I don't know. I don't have a blood sister. So maybe it's, would you talk about that with your blood sisters too? Maybe
no,
you would.
I don't think I would.
See, and that's the thing is I always assumed it would be different, but it's because my blood sibling is a brother. So of course I would not talk about that with him.
My older sister would talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Which is the same as how Lottie talks to Kelsey.
Yeah.
But I don't think it, like, were the scripts flipped here.
It wouldn't go both ways.
No.
So yeah, I feel like it's different. Like you can't really compare it to us because like we were actually just best friends and then now we happen to be sister-in-laws. But like, yeah.
I don't know. But like with Huxley, like when they would text, because it's like up to this point, he was just so stone cold.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden
was like, oh.
All of a sudden, I was like,
he's like, I like the way my fingers felt just absolutely rammed inside. I was like, I'm sorry.
It was out of pocket. And then they got to dinner and acted like it didn't happen. And I was like, what is going on?
And he was like so fucking pissed that like she didn't have underwear on. Like, first of all, I think it's very brave and very bold to take a bath and then come out in a short ass little robe with no undergarments underneath.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, this old thing? Like, this is just what I like to wear to dinner.
This is my dinner dress.
I was like, girl, be so fucking for real.
Especially when you know that there's staff in the house. Like, you're just being kind of...
She's like, why are you being such a pervert right now? Like,
No, girl. Like, he can see your nipples right
like,
now.
Like, yeah, so... no. Like, your whole badge is out right now.
Yeah. They had such a weird, like, back and forth. But something refreshing about them, I guess, was... that they were both very comfortable and confident in their sexuality. I think that's nice to read about because it feels like the characters are actually like grown adults. And some of the books I read, I'm like, how old are we? And so
I'm sorry.
This was refreshing that they are actually adults. But like sometimes it was just a lot. Like it was just too much to like put into the book and it serves no purpose. Like the amount of information we got about her collection of dildos, I think was too much.
And it's like, it got to the point with the dildos that I'm like, at some point he's going to use one on her.
And then it didn't happen.
And then he did it. And I was like, well, what was that for?
Yeah. What was it for? I think it didn't add a single thing.
That's a lie. He did. She was using it in the shower.
Well, she just was using it.
It did make an appearance.
Yeah, but she was just going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Like, she could have just done that, you know?
Yeah.
I just think, like, again, we are not prudes on this podcast. You all know that. And I love that Lottie and Huxley are not prudes. I absolutely love that for them. But I was just kind of questioning what it was adding to the story.
I would have combusted.
Because they could have just got it on.
I had walked into a brand new home. And all three of my dildos were just lined up on the dresser, like little
unpacked
soldiers.
Yeah, by the house
unpacked,
staff.
Touched by the house staff with their bare hands.
Yeah. Do you think the house staff got tipped extra that day?
They should, because that's harassment
Yeah.
somehow.
She just walked in. She was like, oh, did they unpack for me? Or
It's like, why'd they do that? Why'd they unpack for
yeah,
her?
you open the bag, you see what's in there, you just close the bag.
You close the bag
That's all
and
you
you
gotta
walk away.
do. Yeah. Again, it's so hard because I'm not trying to be a judgmental person. I am not a prude, but I was just kind of like, why did we
That
do
was
the dildos?
odd. That was odd.
Yeah.
And
And
her
then oh my God.
boobs.
The way he talked about her boobs was pissing me off, man.
I'm
It
like, her
pissed me
boobs
off.
are not good. She does not have good boobs.
He was like, oh, from the first moment he saw her, that's what he noticed. He was like, her tits look amazing. But then he was like, yeah, so they're not too big, but they're not too small.
She's
They're
like, they're
like,
less than a
but they're less
handful.
than a handful and they're perfect. And also the nipples and areolas are very
Are
small.
so teeny
And
tiny.
I was like, oh,
Ew.
what?
I'm like, what are you saying? That she's extremely
Ew!
flat chested? That she has the chest of a high school boy? Like, what do
But
you want from
then
her?
that can't be true because when she was wearing a sports bra, apparently her tits looked good. So it's
I know.
like,
I'm
you
like,
can't
how
have
big? I need someone to draw them for me.
Yeah.
Because I am getting some mixed signals about the size of her tits.
And just the way he talked about him, and he was like, they're not too big, they're not too small, they're less than a handful. I was like, fuck you. You don't
She's
say
like,
that.
wow, they're looking extra bodacious today. And I'm like, are they?
Are they or are they small? You
Or
can't
are
have
they
it both
small?
ways. I was getting
Can she
mad.
wear a t-shirt without a bra or what?
I think so. I
She's
think because she
trash.
walked down in her robe or whatever, and yeah.
She's like,
Granted,
I
he
couldn't
did
tell
make
you.
a big deal about how he could see her nipples, which I mean, I guess even if you have small boobs, you'd be
If
able to
she's
see
a
your
little
nipples through
chilly,
the,
yeah.
yeah. Anyway, I did also want to point out, I love a fake dating trope, and I also do love billionaire romances, even though,
As toxic as they are.
yeah, obviously, yeah, we could debate that all day, but we just really weren't fans of the fake pregnancy portion specifically because they even were self-aware and they were like, this is a fucked up thing to do that we're lying about
Like, but
having
we're gonna keep doing it.
a fake pregnancy. Yeah, but they're gonna keep doing it. Like they had time and time to fess up. And I just think that's pretty far. Like it's pretty far to lie about that because what was the plan gonna be?
Yeah, eventually you're either gonna have to tell them that you miscarried a child
And that literally
or.
came up in Lottie's inner
Yeah.
thoughts. And she was like, I feel uncomfortable doing that because my aunt
Which she
suffered
should
from. And
have.
it's like, yeah, you fucking think because that ruins people's lives. Like, fuck
Yeah.
you.
It is so
Anyway,
bad. It was so
hated
bad.
that.
And I think the other thing with a billionaire romance is that normally when I read one, they know they're pieces of shit and they're very unapologetic about it. Whereas Huxley was, I think, trying to justify it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I didn't like about it. Like just be shoot me straight here. Like you're
Yeah,
an
just
asshole. We get
own
it.
up to it. How do you become a billionaire if you're not an asshole? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
Like, be
we know
so
who you
fucking for
are.
real. We already said the third act breakup was really annoying, but what was
So
even
gross.
worse, what's worse than that is when they made up and he proposed for real. I was like, huh? What?
You've known each other for
3 months,
it
probably.
was it 3 months?
I don't
Like,
know,
was it
2 months.
even
That is a great question. I don't think it was. I think you're right. I think it was less than
that
that.
long? I feel like it was
So
like a month.
why could we not just be dating? Like,
Yeah, like the cat's out of the bag.
and then, well, no, because she never fessed up to her parents.
Did her parents think she was engaged? Or no, did
Yeah.
she take the ring off whenever they were there?
They thought she was engaged.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And another thing that was interesting is he swapped out the engagement ring. He was like, no.
He's like, no, this one's for
That.
a hooker. This is
Yeah.
a real.
This one's for pretty woman. This one is for my pretty woman.
Yeah, I was like, what does that mean? Why would you get her an ugly ring?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I could not
You know
believe
what,
it.
though? Like, if someone had talked to me like that to begin with, like when he had just came in guns a blazing and was like, you bitch,
Like, what the fuck did you
how
say to
dare
her?
you?
Yeah.
No, I would have been gone. You wouldn't have seen me again.
Especially,
Contractors, though.
because again, they do not know each other at this point.
No.
Like, they have professed their love for each other. Oh no, they didn't yet because she was going to.
No.
She was ready to profess her love for
She was
some
getting
fucking
ready
reason.
to.
I have some like bones to pick with Insta Love too, because I'm just like, I can't
It's
wrap
not
my
for
head
me.
around it. But yeah, I obviously some people love it. So you all might love that part of the book.
Yeah, and then the very ending too. Like, I don't like that Dave folded and was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna make a deal with this man because I think deep down you're really a good person." And
All
it's like,
because he was like,
no.
do you love her though? And he was like, yeah. And so he was like, okay, you got yourself a
He's
deal.
like, "Well,
Like,
love certainly does conquer all, doesn't it?"
I know it felt gross and weird. I didn't like that.
I was like, "This man lied about a wife and child.
Yeah.
Like,
If
that's not
I
a
were
good
Dave,
person."
if I were Dave, I'd be like, that's great. I'm happy for you, but I think we're gonna have to
Like,
part
you
ways.
are morally bankrupt, and I
Yeah.
think you should really reevaluate yourself.
Yeah. That
You've got
honestly,
billions, but
I would have preferred the book end that way. I would have preferred that he didn't get the account
I
that he
think
wanted.
Dave should have humbled them the way they
Yes.
deserved.
And the thing is,
It
it still
was,
would have
man,
been
it
a
was in your
happily ever
court.
after. They still would have
Ball
been
was in your
together.
court.
No, yeah, honestly, like it would have been a better ending, I think, if it went that way.
But that is a not so meet cute. Now, of course, we do have some discussion questions as per usual, and I'll let you go first.
Okay. So my first question, and I know we have gone on and on about how wrong it is to not fake the engagement. I don't care about that. But how wrong is it to fake a pregnancy and lie to people about it? But let's say that exact opportunity presented itself to you in exchange for your student loans being paid off. Would you say yes?
Yeah. Well, okay. So it's like I actually have about the exact same amount of student loans that Lottie had left, but I also have a job. And so it's like maybe if I were desperate, yeah. Actually, yeah. No, I would, because I'm not a good person either. I would.
Okay,
I'm not
no.
gonna try to justify this to myself. Like,
And yeah, because I had to think about it, because let me tell you something. I
let me tell you
have
something.
4 times the amount of student loans as Lottie. So I could see it. And I mean, again, we have to think like in Lottie's shoes. Like she is single. She is jobless. So like, yeah, when you put it
Also,
that
it's
way.
like, where was her money going? Like, I know she said like she wasn't making much, but like, it couldn't have been less than, I would assume,
Yeah,
$50,000.
you could have been saving. Like,
You lived with your parents.
that is
You
wild.
had a piece of shit car that you probably did not owe money on. Where was her money going?
I guess it's possible that she had more student loans to begin with, and she just had been paying off her student
True.
loans.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Because I would say, like, $30,000, a lot of people probably do have more than that when they graduate college. Because a lot of people, when they go to college, they have to take out money for cost of living as well.
That's true. Maybe she had more than a bachelor's degree as well, because she was 28 in this
Yeah.
book and she had
Yeah.
just graduated. So maybe she had like a
She might have
master's
also done like a
degree.
master's. Yeah. And
Yeah.
some schools too, like tuition itself can be up to like $30,000 a year.
That's true.
Like, I'm not saying she went to somewhere that was that expensive, but she could have.
Maybe she had, I don't know. I feel like she probably got scholarships for being a part of a broken family, but.
Yeah, she like wrote those the hell out of those
She got
essays.
them scholarship essays.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, that makes more sense. My question is, do you think the relationship between Lottie and Kelsey is an accurate depiction of like siblinghood?
You know, I kind of in some ways I do, but also my perspective is somewhat limited because I do not have a sister, like a biological sister. But when I think to like how the dynamic is between me and my older brother, I would say yes because I do think like oftentimes there is like a sibling who tends to be like the more like kind of impulsive one, like doesn't really think before they act. And that, and then in this case, it like really lines up because like the younger one is kind of more like careful with the choices they make and more sensitive maybe. And so like I was especially thinking to like when Lottie fucked up that deal for Kelsey and was really pushy about like being forgiven. She was, and all Kelsey needed was like space to like kind of cool off because she was really hurt. But Lottie was like, no, like I need to
I
be
need
in your
instant
face.
forgiveness.
I need you to, yeah, forgive me. I meant well. I didn't mean it. Like, I'm so sorry. So like I see that. I think that's really realistic. And I don't think like I relate exactly to that, but
Yeah, because like
I could see
my
it.
sisters, Tate obviously would never, but my sisters would never act like that. Like, I feel like we can be impulsive about some things, but not to that level. Like, I think in turn, like we've got some pretty good heads on our shoulders for the most part. And I think if one of us pulled a stunt like that, like if I tried to pull that, like let's see with Tessa,
Yeah, I was
like
gonna say, like, your siblings would check you.
yeah, like they would check me at the door so quick. And so I don't know. Like to me, it's like maybe it's just because I don't have, like we're very close, but like we're not like that. Like we're not nuts like
I
that.
know, and that's the thing is, I think Lottie is
All very
genuinely.
responsible people.
Yeah, Lottie is like actually unstable. I kind of wonder if she might benefit from like medication.
Yeah, maybe she's manic.
She definitely like she seems a little impulsive. Same with Huxley, though. I'm like, whoa.
So yeah, like the relationship between the brothers was more like what I think I related to, because like we all absolutely shit on each other constantly, but like very loyal
Oh,
to a fault. But like Lottie and Kelsey's relationship the whole time, I was just like, God, your sister is exhausting.
I know, and but the thing is, I could see it though. Like I could see that being like someone's experience for
Yeah,
sure.
like that is so draining
Yeah.
for
I think
sure.
it's not that far off base.
Okay.
I could see it.
Maybe it's because there's so goddamn many of us.
Yeah, you guys just have like a you can kind of spread the
Yeah, the
dysfunction a
crazy
little
amount
bit. Yeah, it gets like diluted a little
across
bit.
four. Yeah, that's fair.
My last discussion question is, do you think that Huxley and Lottie will remain friends with Dave and Ellie?
I don't see how they could, because I would never let them live that down. I would see them every day and be like, do you remember when you fucking lied
Well,
about being pregnant
here's the
and
thing,
married?
though, is I think Dave and Ellie do genuinely like them, though, and I could see them like inviting them over. Be
I
like,
think from
hey.
a like a pride standpoint, like they would, once that contract is signed, like you would see me in a business professional setting
Yeah,
only.
it would be really embarrassing to try and come back from
Yeah,
that.
you can't come back from that at all.
And it's already like they're gonna have to do damage control because the rumor got out. Like everyone thinks that Huxley's engagement is fake. And
I
now
think
that
he
it's real.
actually only told that to that one dude
Oh, okay.
because
But what? Maybe
he
that
wanted
one
it
dude
to
is
get back to
gonna.
Huxley.
Maybe that one dude's gonna be like, this crazy thing happened.
Like, you guys will never guess what I just heard. Oh, yeah.
Unless Dave paid him specifically to pretend like the
Unless
rumor was going around.
you had me under an NDA as well, I would have told everybody. Though I would have been on the
Absolutely.
phone with my mom on the way to that building.
Absolutely. As you should.
Be like, you will never fucking guess.
You'll never guess. Like,
Like, you don't know this person, but listen to this.
I am the gossip queen. The thing is, like, you know that meme that's like, oh, who would I tell? And then immediately it's like me turning around to tell my best friend.
Yeah, it's
That's
like
me
I've
with like
got you
four
on
different
speaker.
people. But the thing is, it's not just one person that I tell. I'm like, who
No.
would I tell? I tell at least four.
Yeah.
No, at least five. I can think of five people that I tell immediately. So don't
Sure.
tell me a goddamn thing that you don't want to get
No.
out.
It's gonna get out.
Yeah.
Because those people I tell it to, they've got five more people that they're going to
Exactly.
tell
It's
to.
exponential, baby. Because like I'm like, okay, this is between us because I'm not supposed to tell you. But they're gonna be like, oh yeah, of course, who would I tell? And
I'm going to
immediately
tell my
turn around.
husband.
Like
Yeah.
it's just keeps on going.
Yeah. So, unless you don't want your dirty little secrets revealed, don't tell us.
DM your
Don't
dirty little
tell us.
secrets to our Instagram at the Sisters Warden, or email us your dirty secrets at the Sisters Warden at gmail.com.
I'm going to show my mom immediately.
And then we'll post it online. Anyways,
I'll blur out your name.
yeah, we'll keep it anonymous, of
We'll keep it
course.
anonymous. Come on,
But join
girly.
us next week as we discuss the second book of the Cain Brothers series. We are rolling right along. And the second one is called So Not Meant to Be. And this is the one about Kelsey and JP, I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, we are going to be doing a little mini-sode. We're bringing back the mini-sodes about Miss
Yay.
Megan Quinn herself.
Yeah, do a little shout out, see what she's up to. And yeah, and then after that will be the third book in the series. So go ahead, get started on those books if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.